It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Makeup artist that worked on Cardi B's makeup twice had bad experiences with the rapper. In an old video, which is now only going viral the last few days, she recounts her experience with Cardi. She was booked to do Cardi's makeup for another appearance in December of 2017 and had to wait an hour because Cardi was on the phone. By the time she was allowed to start working, Cardi was in a bad mood and didn't acknowledge the hair and makeup girls at all when they walked into the room. The makeup artist had setting powder on and told Cardi she was waiting for it to set, and Cardi started yelling that the blank was too white. She said, B, I'm not dead yet. I'm not Caucasian. Cardi kept texting and moving her head and then complaining about the makeup, which the makeup artist says wasn't even half done yet. The makeup artist said she was doing the exact same
thing.
The makeup artist said she was doing the exact same thing she did the first time, but that's when things got heated.
And it just gets to the point where she's talking so bad about it. I asked her, I said, well, Cardi, what do you want me to do? I can fix it. Do you want me to go? Nothing's being solved at this point. She just wants to go off. So I say that, and that's when I get hit with, get the f*** out. Yeah, you can get the f*** out. Get the f*** out of here.
Okay, why are we so sensitive? Sure, Cardi B should not be a B, but oh my God, you don't have to cry over it. Don't cry over your makeup. Really?
And a year later. See, these are the things. Why do you come out like a year later and then say this? Like, she should have came out right when this happened and said Cardi B is a nightmare to work with. Now it just looks like she's after her money.
If you are comparing this to anything else.
No,
Alex,
I'm just saying, like, when you have a problem,
it sounded like you were comparing it to something else.
No, I'm saying she is clearly a money hungry person. This is just like somebody saying, like, oh, I hated working for this company. They were so bad to me, you know, all these things. It's like, dude, if that was really the case, then you immediately would have said something or refused to work with her. She was really that big of a nightmare. I think now, because in 2017, Cardi was just barely a blip on the radar famous. Now she's blowing up. She's massive. She's super rich.
No, no, no. She was huge in 2017.
She was big, but that's what I'm saying. She was just climbing. Now she's a mega star. Now she's had multiple top 10 hits. I think now she's after her money. I think these are fake tears. That's what I think. Fake tears. Liv says this is, you say Judice. I looked it up and it said the correct Italian pronunciation is Giudice. I don't know.
Joe, Giudice for all of you Real Housewives of New Jersey out there.
Yeah,
don't
either
worry,
way.
I'm correcting her.
Well, Giudice, Giudice. I feel fancy saying Giudice. I feel like
it
I'm speaking
like,
Italian.
It sounds like a dish you're going to get somewhere. Like, oh, I got ceviche, we got Giudice.
No, Giudice is what it said. I looked it up, but she says people, this is the Americanized version. People say it wrong is just Giudice, and she's just pretty much accepted it. So I don't know, but you know who I'm talking about. Well, Joe got the news this week that once he gets out of prison, he has to get out of the United States. A judge is deporting him to his native Italy. The order was made in Pennsylvania. The Real Housewives of New Jersey star had begged the judge to let him stay in the U.S. with Teresa and their four kids, but no dice. Joe is more than halfway through serving a 41-month prison sentence for conspiracy to commit wire and bankruptcy fraud. When Joe Giudice, or Giudice, gets deported to Italy, he'll be without his family. Teresa says she isn't moving the kids. Apparently, she's got zero interest in uprooting their four daughters, who are like pretty much teenagers now, to a country where they've got no friends and have never lived. I don't blame her. She says moving them out of the country would be a culture shock and completely change their lives. I guess she even went to President Trump and said, like, can you do something about this?
Stop! Everybody stop if you think you're a celebrity. You can't go to the president and have a meeting with him to change things.
Well,
what is wrong with people?
That's not necessarily true. Kim did change, so you got that lady out of jail.
Stop it with that. Just everybody, stop.
Well, Trump's office wrote a letter back saying he would not be able to do anything for her with regards to Joe. His staff did wish her well and her family well, though. So, I don't know. It's kind of sad, but then also, like, I can't tell if they're really even together anymore. I mean, he's been in jail.
They are still together. He really hasn't been in jail that long. But, yes, they are still together. They've been together since they were, like, literally 18. I am so, so upset about this.
So, what do you think's going to happen? Are they going to get a divorce? Or, like, what do you do?
I don't know if they'll get a divorce. I can see in maybe like a year or two. I don't really know like the legality behind all of this, but I could see in a year or two them just staying together while he's in Italy, and then him coming back over some way, somehow, like a year or two.
We'll have to see what happens.
Mamma mia, this is a bad situation. No? Okay, I'll take that.